Alhamdulillah, mashallah, the zikr is amazing. Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah for such a gift. This is such a gift, we can never be grateful enough. This is the wine of Allah's love, this is the zikr. You know, and we can taste it in our hearts, but that we have given it, so it's given to us so abundantly and so readily, and alhamdulillah. So we struggle and strive. The week seems really sometimes like an obstacle course or a jihad or a pilgrimage. And then we come to the healing water, the Zemzem water of the zikr. It's amazing. MashaAllah. And then we feel completely lightened of our burdens. Don't you feel like all our, you know, everything burdensome is removed, inshallah. You know, and then the journey again, alhamdulillah. But but the journey is now with this zikr in our hearts. So zikr after zikr after zikr after zikr, mashallah, how great. So more dervishes, inshallah, more people taking hand, more zikr, you know, more alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Initiation came to me, inshallah, will be also of a different nature. What I see, who knows, Allah knows only, really, but it feels like that in these coming times, if this is really the fulfillment, as Noor says and others, wise people have said, prophecy, then there will be initiation and there will almost be like the instantaneous birth of the child, you know, like before it took like 20 years to give spiritual birth, or 40, or Effendi said, in his time, he said, oh, what used to take 40 years now takes, you know, a year, or comes right away, or what used to take 10, you know, takes a year, and there's this acceleration. So one can almost envision like the hand-taking, and then almost like Hazreti Maryam, they say, some say it. It was a matter of days, her pregnancy, some, you don't know, hours. There are different accounts, but a very rapid birth-giving, inshallah, on the part of humanity. Ooh, beautiful. Well, Sufis have a good dosage of independence. You know, they don't think they listen too much to the official line. We had a beautiful reading earlier, some of you missed it, of Sheikh Noor, part of Sheikh Noor's Yasin. And all that we read, for those of you who were there, that was just the commentary on Yasin, on the two letters, on the first line.
It was just a commentary.
Two or three pages.
He's like Kusheri.
It's amazing. Yeah. So, inshallah, each one of us becomes an inkwell and a pen and a paper. And really the paper, so Allah can write them. You know, the beautiful Quran on us and through us, inshallah. We are the living Quran. This is the Quran. Right here. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Allah change his destiny. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah change our best destiny to the best of destinies. Allah give us the best of destinies. Ameen. Together with your Rasul and all your beloveds. Transform us. We who are so incapable. Allah, you are the all-capable, you are the Qadir, and through you everything good comes, Allah. Give us the good, only the good that comes through you, and may we see the good everywhere we look, and be the good, Allah. Ameen. And be the good for each other, and for ourselves also. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Truly, our nature is totally creative. You know, in our society we have artists and with this and, but every human being is this, you know, both artistry of Allah, every soul, And every human being is truly an artist, because ultimately it is pure creativity. Our life is pure creativity and completely new, every moment always fresh. And inshallah, if we can just lift off the lids and the covers to come to that. And gratitude is a great helper there. Amen. That's, you know, it's good to become very aware of what is really good for our heart and our spirit and what is not good for it. And so we have to become more aware and more sensitive. It's part of what we were saying earlier, you know, the subtlety and the latif. Yeah. And then we can feel really and be more guided just from ourselves, from our own heart. You know, first of all, our spirit didn't want to come here. So there is an aspect, because, you know, coming from the unlimited, many Sufis speak of that, you know, that the soul did not want to come into the body or come into space and time or come into this creation because it didn't see the greatness of it. But Allah desired us to be here because something great manifests here, and we learned something that we wouldn't have learned had we not come into this creation, this manifestation, you know. And so that's why it said to the Prophet, the hereafter will be better for you than the present. Amen. So we actually go in increasing, we go in betterment. And but we have to come into this world. This is a very necessary place. You know, in fact, we give our burdens to Allah. So we relieve ourselves of burdens. And the Prophet is said to be someone who relieves burdens of people. We don't take burdens on. You know, and it says one bearer of burdens cannot bear the burdens of another. That's a very clear statement, actually, in the Quran. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another. You know, because we have our own. It doesn't mean we don't have burdens. We do. You know, but, inshallah, by, you know, coming to a path or coming to return to God and opening and asking for forgiveness, then we're no longer that. Yeah. And we don't emphasize suffering in this path. It's not a path of emphasis. In fact, we emphasize rather the delight. Because suffering, as Ali Rahman points out, means that you believe in that you exist and that you suffer. So we go beyond that dilemma. And, you know, Rabia answered that question. Hazreti Rabia, she asked some saints of the time, and she said, what's gratitude? And one said, gratitude is, you know, to be grateful for Allah's bounties and to praise Allah and give thanks. And the other just said, gratitude is to be, you know, grateful even when you suffer. Mm. And Rabia said, you know what she said when it came to her? She said, I don't even notice if I'm suffering. Said, I'm just grateful. I don't notice that I'm suffering. So for her, even what we would consider trials and difficulties, she didn't even see it as a trial, as a suffering. She was so on fire with love. So that's more our model. That's our model, something, you know, with Allah. We don't put emphasis on the suffering part. And we just take it as it comes, whatever level we are.